This is CliffCentral.com.
She's South Africa's very own online star and DIY queen and the host of season 3 of Most Ridiculous. That's right. It's on Comedy Central Africa. It's Suzelle DIY. Look at you. Grab a seat. Make yourself comfortable. Aren't you looking
Hello,
good?
Hello, everybody.
Oh. Do you know? I just go to that shelf there and show Suzelle what we've got from her last visit.
Let's describe Suzelle's ensemble for today.
Yes, please.
Could I do
Leanne,
it?
Leanne,
she's wearing a beautiful green floral ensemble
Thank
in her.
You.
Lovely hair. She has.
Yes, beautiful.
Her earrings are the letter S for Suzelle.
S for yes. Suzelle.
In blue.
Yes.
She has a beautiful necklace on in gold and green beads.
It's quite corally, isn't
and
it?
And then a corally one at the top.
Yeah.
Yes.
A matching good. Jersey in the green.
Yeah.
Oh, a beautiful gingham, navy and white dress.
It's such a stunning description.
With a belt.
Thank you. Silver wow. belt. Yeah. Stretchy.
Suzelle,
stretchy
I'm
for
in
comfort.
Awe. I really am in awe.
You know, I'm in awe.
Oh,
because I love coming here, guys. I feel very special and I feel very honored.
You're wearing the most brilliant earrings with an S in them for Suzelle.
Mm. I know. Isn't it nice?
Only
and it matches my dress.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. What a work of art you are. Oh. Listen, I had fun with you yesterday on your show. It's kind of a bizarre show. I did leave going, I'm not sure what I took part in here.
What is it? Is that what you were saying in your mind?
I went, what is it the whole way home?
Is it?
Yeah, is it? It is.
But we had fun, eh, Gareth?
We did have fun. We talked a lot of crap.
We did. We watched funny videos. We had a lull.
Yeah. Suzelle makes you watch these videos and then you comment on the videos.
Yeah.
And then they somehow, I mean, this is the genius of Comedy Central Africa. They turn that into a show. I mean, it sounds like absolute shit when you see it on paper. But
it isn't, Gareth.
It works.
Well, the show is called Most Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. You do feel a bit ridiculous.
Now, we haven't seen Marianne. For a long time.
Shame. She's very busy, I get it.
She all right?
She's fine.
Okay.
She's at home. She's at Cape Town. She's got a day job. So, shame. She can't come to this kind of thing. Although she would love to meet you, Gareth. She told me.
Yeah. I've often wondered, and I even asked you on the show yesterday, you only really talk about Marianne. You don't talk about your family. You don't talk about your other friends. Is it really it's just the two of you?
No, we are very popular.
You are, and Gareth, you introduced her to the world.
Lots of friends.
Yes.
I even have celebrity friends now. So
who are your celebrity friends?
So many. I've got so many celebrity friends. For example, Gareth Cliff.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
Because he did say
yesterday that we were BFFs forever.
I said I would even, on the next trip I take to New York, if she can come.
Oh, wow.
I'm coming with.
Around.
As friends only.
Great.
Yeah.
But we're going to go in a carriage in Central Park.
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
We're going to go to a Broadway show.
No.
Oh, no. He doesn't want to.
I'll wait outside in the street and talk to the hookers while you're in the show.
Oh, no, Gareth. You won't do that. Not on our trip, Gareth.
I prefer that to going to a Broadway show, but that's just
shame.
Me.
It's okay.
You're a good friend. Already like bringing him back to line.
You have to do that with your friends, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you can't just let them loose and do stupid things.
Otherwise they do, they'll embarrass you.
They will.
Yeah.
And
so, Suzelle, you've become a major success since you started doing those DIY videos.
Yeah,
it's just amazing how well you've done and how many people love you and they just can't wait to hear more from you. Are you still doing some DIY?
Oh, yes, Gareth. DIY is a part of me. Don't laugh. What's making you laugh, Sia? Share it with us.
Yes, tell us, Sia.
My earring.
It's just all a lot. A lovely lot, Suzelle.
He's not coping, is it?
Sia is really cuck at DIY.
Are you, Sia?
DIY means destroy it yourself, in my books.
No, you're not going to destroy it, Sia.
Don't
give
me a glue
gun. You just have to go deep within.
Yes.
Find the creativity and you can do it. And you know what my motto is in life?
What is it?
Anybody can. DIY, like a question.
Mm-hmm.
Because anybody can, so you can, Sia.
DIY?
And don't be scared of glue guns, because they're brilliant tools.
It's an amazing thing. You stick the glue stick in the back.
And it melts it.
It melts it, and you can stick wires to the walls.
Yep. It's brilliant.
You taught me some of this.
I know.
I like DIY.
Is it, Gareth?
Oh, yeah. I fix light fittings and I plug. The other day I had to fix a plug here because Jane, who takes care of our offices, Jane, there was an explosion.
Oh, no.
Big
blinding white light and the vacuum cleaner went.
Oh, no.
And then I walked the opposite direction.
Yeah, so I said to Jane, don't panic.
Did you fix it, Gareth?
What you do? Let me help you here, because obviously this is the only thing that I'm now going to boast about doing in the last while. You strip the wires.
Brilliant.
You've got a brown one, which is live.
I nearly said earth.
Oh, I've got a good trick for this, just by the way.
A blue one, which is neutral. And you've got a green or yellow one, which is earth. And then what you do is the earth one goes in the middle, the live one goes to the right, and the neutral one goes to the left, or the other way around. It really doesn't matter.
I can never remember that.
No. Can I tell you how to remember that? Anyway. Can I give you a DIY trick? Okay, I've done a video for this, so I can click it if you like it. Yes. BR for brown, the brown wire.
Yes.
Also stands for bottom right.
There we go.
Okay. Ta-da. Wait for it. BL, blue.
Yes.
Also stands for bottom left.
Oh.
Mind blown.
Unbelievable.
So there we go, Gareth.
That see is. Ya?
Now I can change your plug, my darling. Do see. It.
Bottom left, blue. Bottom right,
brown. Excellent.
Fantastic.
Ah, brilliant. There we go, guys.
I genuinely learned
do
something
you get
new
a lot of mail and questions from people? They ask you to help them solve problems, not just DIY problems, but even personal problems.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, people say that they've got trouble in their marriage.
Sometimes. Yeah. Look, I'm not married, Gareth, so maybe I'm not the best
married?
Expert. Because I don't know.
You're so beautiful. And you're so,
Gareth?
Yes.
Do you know what I think? I think people are intimidated because I'm very creative.
Do you want to get married?
Very. Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
It's going to happen. I've made a whole Pinterest board, and it's going to be stunning.
What's on your Pinterest board? I'm curious. Can
it's
you
a lot of DIY decor, which I'm going to do myself to save money and also use my creativity for my own wedding.
What an amazing wife you'd be, because a lot of husbands are forced to do the DIY stuff around the house. If this guy, whoever he might be, your dream man, your Prince Charming, if he found you, he would never have to do DIY.
He won't have to. But you know what? I would like it if he did also. We can do it together.
Yes.
As a creative project. Isn't that nice in a marriage?
A bonding experience.
Exactly.
For instance, he can make all of the shelves to house your projects.
Yes, or I can decorate the shelf.
Yes,
that's right.
I can put the nice things on it, paint it, decoupage it, that kind of thing.
Do you love to go to these DIY shops where they sell drills and hammers and wood
and Gareth, I love it.
Panel pins and
maybe I'm
going to
meet my husband there.
You could, or you could meet a lot of lesbians there. That's usually what happens.
Probably.
Yeah, it's quite a lot, especially end of the month.
But all kinds of people, Gareth.
Wearing
don't
just shoes with a
don't just
very
throw
high
in,
platform.
Don't just throw that
no,
in
no,
the
no.
mix.
No,
all kinds of people like DIY.
Yeah. Mm. No, no, sure. I just always thought that it would, you know, if you've got that crowd coming anyway, you may as well make them feel at home.
Right.
Like play a lot of, you know, Melissa Etheridge music and that kind of thing.
Maybe.
So that the lesbians at least feel like they're there and people appreciate
it. What about the guys? What about the straight women?
I hear you, but there are fewer of those than there are. I've been to Builder's Warehouse for
how
example.
Many times?
Quite a lot.
And you get a boerewors roll outside.
What you get is in the way of the lesbians.
Gareth.
They're buying packets of cement.
call your friend to order again, please, Suzanne.
I think I'm going to.
Call him to order.
I'm going
to. I mean.
Come on,
saying this
Gareth.
Morning.
Gardening tools.
I don't know, Gareth.
Jesus.
I think you're very tired because it's early in the morning and you don't know what you're saying now.
All right, I'll take you. Know what?
You need some coffee.
Right. I do need you in my life.
Have a coffee, Gareth.
So who
such
is your
a good friend?
You brought a whole team here with you. You've got like
this is the stunning Comedy Central team. I love
you
these guys.
You have a makeup woman. You have a hair woman.
I don't.
You have a PR woman.
Entourage.
He's lying, hey? He's making me sound like a big star.
Look,
and I'm
there
not
like five people outside.
This is the stunning. This is the Comedy Central team, guys. I love these guys. They're
when
like my Charlize family.
When Charlize came, she didn't have this many people. Mm.
Did Charlize come here, Gareth?
Yes.
She didn't.
Oh,
is he lying?
This is very
what?
Serious. Yeah. I did hear this is someone who you really, really want to meet.
Yeah, well,
when did she come?
I bring it up because we were talking about her yesterday.
I think she sat in your seat.
No.
Yeah.
Yes. My contact. I'm never going to leave now.
No, she's great. Who
day.
Else do you love? I mean, who do you get your inspiration from?
Ah, Gareth.
Thanks.
I'm very inspired by. Oh, you see, I see what you did there, Gareth. Now I was just—I was sighing, so
yes,
I was going to answer you. So
I'm
just
sorry
be patient.
That my name makes you sigh.
Ah, oh, no, it doesn't. I'm inspired by lots of people.
Yes,
but I'm also inspired by my own creativity.
Yes, well, you've got a deep well.
You're inspired by your own creativity. Yeah.
Sometimes
wow.
it just wants That's to profound. Shoot out of my fingertips and onto a page or into the world.
Do you sometimes not sleep at night because you've got so many ideas?
Yes, that is me. Get it?
Do you ever take sleeping medications?
Absolutely not. I wake up and I make a note or I stick something in my flip file.
Yes.
And then I can go back to sleep.
Flip file.
Yeah.
Mm. I'd love to see that flip file.
No, it's like a stunning thing. I'm like, very organized.
I imagine your house is very, very organized. You've got a place for everything, and everything has a place.
And a label.
Labels.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Are you a bit OCD, maybe?
Perhaps, yeah. Perhaps.
Yeah, just a little.
But I don't think it's a bad thing.
No.
No, not at all.
Because I'm still creative within the constraints.
God.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you ever find you go back and check? Because a lot of people with OCD, they have these rituals. And I have this where you sometimes think you haven't locked the door. Then you go back and check. And you drive down the driveway and then you go, oh, did I really lock the door? And you go back again and check.
Did I leave the stove on?
And then you check that. And
or the glue gun sometimes on.
You oh, yes.
Sometimes you can't even leave your house because it's kind of paralyzing. Does that happen to you?
Well, I don't get paralyzed, Gareth. Mm. But I do go and check because it'll be a disaster if I leave the glue gun on or the stove.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it has happened.
Yes.
Wow. So you've got to be careful.
And especially since Marianne sometimes, you know, is
she's
a bit
absent minded.
So you do have to.
So does Marianne.
You do have to check.
What is the worst disaster that has befallen you and Marianne during your years of DIY? Because it can be, you know, there's some hard, heavy duty equipment that you guys use.
No, you've got to be careful, Gareth, and wear your goggles.
Yes.
But we haven't had any major disasters, luckily. But the one disaster that happened was actually a blessing in disguise because it went viral.
What was that?
We were braaiing. We were making a braai pie. And something malfunctioned. I don't know. What happened?
You don't want to blame anyone as
I don't want to blame anyone. But there was a fire.
I saw that video.
Yes.
I saw that video.
And you know what? It was hilarious for many people.
Not for you.
Not for me.
You were worried.
I was worried. Burnt my whole umbrella.
Yeah, I saw it. It was very
the braai pie was a disaster.
Oh,
jeez.
So actually
but you know what? It was a blessing in disguise.
But you escaped with your life, which is the most important
thing. And Marianne was there.
Did she
luckily?
Get singed? I heard she had.
She ran to the house pipe and turned it on.
Oh.
And then I sprayed it and the fire was gone.
Okay. There was another time where you had an incident with a bee. And
is it?
Yes, you had to escape by jumping right into the
swing. I did.
Yeah.
But that was my own DIY solution in the moment because I didn't want to get stung. So I just jumped in the pool.
I thought it was very clever.
Yeah. Mm. Thanks. Mm.
Do you find a lot of men are intimidated by your knowledge of DIY?
Maybe, Gareth. Maybe that's why I can't get married yet. But you know what? They mustn't be intimidated.
No.
Mm. What's your ideal
man? I'm very
like?
Down to earth. Oh, he's this tall, dark, handsome.
Yes.
He must be creative.
Yeah.
He must love to entertain.
A bit of money, because that helps.
He can have a bit of money, but money's not the most important thing for me, Gunnar.
Yeah.
He must have his own transport. That's important.
Mm. Yes, yeah. You don't want to have to be giving him lifts or sending him Ubers.
No.
No.
And
you should have a toolbox, I think. His
you can have
tools.
A toolbox and just a nice personality, a bubbly personality to match my own.
And doesn't leave his stuff lying around.
No.
Do you get people in your own neighborhood who stop you and now you're a celebrity and they make your day complicated? They ask you for advice.
Shame. It happens.
Yeah.
It happens, Gareth.
Because
but you know
in Somerset West, I mean, it's not a huge place.
No. It's part of it. You know, it's part of it and I'm a good neighbor and I like to help people. And we take selfies sometimes in the shops.
That's very
mind.
Nice. That's very good.
I don't mind.
Where do you find that in South Africa you are most appreciated? Have you been to some of the smaller dorpies, for example?
You know, I have, and I was very warmly welcomed.
Mm.
For example, Bloemfontein.
Mm. Very nice.
Wow.
I had a stunning time there, guys.
The City of Roses.
And there were delicious restaurants there, guys. I was not expecting that.
No.
I was blown away by the cuisine.
Oh.
I really was.
Bloem Cuisine, huh?
Bloem Cuisine?
Who would have thought?
Didn't you recently, you were asked to join in like a boerewors competition or something?
Oh, it was an event.
Yes.
And we made boere sushi.
Oh, no.
What is it?
That sounds nice.
Cezelle? It's boerewors.
That's what you meant to say. What is it,
Cezelle? What is it, Cezelle?
Oh, yes. No.
It's boerewors rolled up in pap, cut in slices. Mm-hmm. And then you eat it like sushis.
Okay, ooh. So it's not raw.
Oh, no.
Okay,
no,
just
no, no.
checking.
No, I wouldn't eat the
get
raw buddhavos.
Diseases,
come on. But it's delicious. I'm going to add little toppings, grated cheese, some stunning caramelized onion, that kind of thing.
That sounds wonderful.
Lovely.
It was delicious.
So funny. I was sitting in your studio yesterday, I said, you know, we must get you on the show. And you didn't even tell me you were coming today.
I didn't know, Gareth. They don't tell me. They tell me at the last minute. This is how the business is.
So who else have you got on your show? I mean, you invited me, which I thought was very sweet of you.
Oh,
who else
Gareth,
is coming?
There's so many stunning people. I've already met some amazing people, comedians, rugby personalities, musicians.
Rugby personalities?
Oh, yes.
Really, there are personalities in rugby.
They are. Peter de Villiers.
Oh, Peter.
For example. Chester Williams, one of my idols.
He's cool.
Oh, wow. He was gorgeous.
We like
him.
Who else?
And very funny. In the comedian arena, we've had some stunning guests. Cock Poseidon out, one of my favorites.
He's terrific.
Oh,
yes.
He's terrific.
Very funny
oh,
guy.
Oh, I just love him so much. Who else? Jason Goliath, also very low.
We like
okay.
him. Yes.
Oh, we like him. Very clever guy.
Very, yes, very,
very
sharp.
Clever guy. Very sharp.
He actually fits your description for a man.
Perfect.
Unfortunately, he's
married. I tried. I asked him if he was single. He said, no, Suzelle. But he was sad when I asked him because we just met too late in life.
You had a connection.
Yeah. Timing is everything.
Timing is everything. Yeah. But, y'all, there's some stunning guests on the show. I'm still getting to meet some stunning guests. I'm so excited.
That's very good.
Yeah.
And are Comedy Central looking after you? I mean,
they're
notoriously cheap.
They're not.
No, they really are.
They're very nice. They make me tea and coffee.
You're not a high maintenance lady.
No, I'm not. I don't need much.
I don't know. I saw you with a thermos flask, and I said to you yesterday, is that your coffee? And you said, yes, I brought it. But I really thought they could have at least given you a cup of coffee.
To be honest, Gareth, I bought that because it was so early in the morning. Uh-huh. I just needed it in the car on the way.
Okay.
That's why I had it.
That's your story.
They're very nice to me. There's a makeup
They
artist.
Don't mind giving you coffee every now and then.
No, they give me lunch, stunning wraps and salads.
I heard they're charging you for parking.
No, they're not.
No?
And anyway, I don't even have my own car here, Gareth. I'm from Cape Town, remember?
Yes, do you drive?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got a bucky.
Oh, you got a bucky? Of course.
Wow.
Of course you do.
I've got a bucky. Just for all my DIY things, go in the back.
Heavy duty.
Not a heavy duty.
Do you have a ladder?
I've got a ladder. Step ladder.
Yes.
But I've got a bigger ladder in the garage.
And it's just two seats, so really it can be you and Marianne.
Exactly.
And you can get
everything
done.
Sing along. We go on road trips.
What kind of music are you into?
All sorts. Pop music, hip-hop music.
Really?
Hip-hop. Wow.
Any kind of music. I love to dance.
Yes,
as
that's
we established
true.
Yesterday.
You've got to watch the show. You'll hear all about what kind of dancing.
When do we get to see it?
So the show starts on the 12th of August. I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm.
So
6 days time.
Yes.
No, it's at 9:30 on Comedy
That's
Central.
Right. On a Monday.
On a Monday evening, guys.
That's right.
And it's, you know what, it's very light-hearted. It's filled with lulls. It's silly. We watch silly videos, fail videos, YouTube videos.
Mm. Apparently, here are some facts about Suzelle that you might not know.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, if she had to enter a show like Idols, she would audition with a song, Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler.
Oh, eclipse, as in like clips.
Yes.
YouTube clips. Is that the pun on words?
Yeah,
I don't know. Who sent you this list, Gareth?
Apparently, she likes everything about Cape Town except the wind and seagulls.
Oh.
What's your problem with seagulls?
You know, they're very noisy.
Yeah.
I think they are quite arrogant.
Do you have a gun? Do you shoot them?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
I love all living creatures, Gareth.
Okay. Before she dies, Suzelle would like to get 1 million subscribers on her YouTube channel. You must be close to that.
No, I'm not. South Africa is a small place.
Oh.
In comparison.
And you want to visit Australia?
I've done it.
To see a kangaroo?
I've ticked it.
Really?
I've ticked that box. And so you know what? It was so fun. And I wasn't looking for a kangaroo. I was looking for a koala. And I never found one.
But you found kangaroos.
I never even saw a kangaroo.
Oh, no.
It was a very disappointing trip.
Next time you go, you should go to what they call the Wolof Park, which is the wildlife park. It's just that they say the Wolof Park.
Oh, okay. I'll go there.
And there you'll find koalas, Tasmanian devils, coyotes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
So disappointed for you.
Dingoes.
I was very disappointed. A dingo?
Yes, not coyotes.
You know what a wombat is?
Yes. No. Oh. Is it like a hamster?
A platypus?
A platypus, yes, I know that.
No, wombat is like a small kangaroo.
Is it?
No, wombat is a big round.
Oh, sorry, I'm thinking of a wallaby.
It looks like a very big hamster.
I'm thinking of a wallaby.
A big hamster.
Yeah, that's right.
A big hamster.
A very big, firm hamster.
And a platypus looks like, what is it?
It has a duck bill.
It's got like a beak, like a big flat beak, like a plate.
That's right, yes, like a plate.
Little legs and arms.
With webbed feet.
With webbed fingers and a big tail for swimming.
There we go. So you already know all these things. Mm. You believe that you'll be able to beat Justin Bonello. I mean, who couldn't really? I've met Justin Bonello. I could beat him in a street fight.
I could.
Easily, right?
He's a softie.
Yeah. Completely.
In his heart. But a stunning person.
You've done 102 videos. You work hard.
I know. Get very it. Hard. I'm exhausted.
And you've written 2 books.
Yeah. 3 if you include the diary that I made.
But you haven't published that.
I did.
Did you publish it?
It was called the DIY, okay?
And it was a do-it-yourself
diary, and it was a really stunning book.
Okay, very good. Yeah. So, I mean, Suzelle DIY, the book, and then Suzelle DIY, the recipes.
Yeah.
And then the
DIY. Exactly. Wow,
that's amazing.
But the recipe book, that's what we did this year, and it has been so stunning. Oh, I love that book.
People do love Suzelle recipe stunning. Books, don't they?
They do. And there's real nice recipes, and people think it's a joke book, that it's filled with joke recipes. I don't know why.
Oh, no.
No, it's a real stunning recipes, guys, with really nice things in there. I cook from it every night, basically.
South Africans do love a recipe book.
They do.
All right. Well, Suzelle, I'm really thrilled you could come and spend time with us this morning. I hope my coffee's decent.
It's delicious.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thanks, guys. I had a wonderful time.
And it's always good to see you. And best of luck with your show, starting on the 12th of August, Mondays at 9:30, Comedy Central Africa. Make sure you don't miss it.
Can't wait.
Thanks, guys.
Please send our regards to Marianne.
I will. Yes. She's going to be so jealous.
I'm so sorry that she couldn't make it.
No, I'm going to tell her.
Genuinely, I'd set aside about 10 minutes just to speak to Marianne.
Yeah, I'm going
to
tell her that Gareth says hi. She's going to blush.
Because we're still keeping this gift you gave us the first time you came here. It's a mug with your photo with Marianne printed on it.
You should be drinking your coffee from this mug.
You guys look so gorgeous.
Well, it's too precious. You know, what I'm worried about is that if I use this mug and it broke, God forbid.
Yeah.
I would never forgive myself.
But you know what? I would send you another one, Gareth.
You would?
Just give me an SMS.
Have you got more?
I do. Oh, even updated ones in different outfits.
Wow. Yeah.
You can make a whole collection.
Exactly.
You're stunning. Thank you.
See how much of a great friend Suzelle is to you, Gareth, already?
Someone says, please ask Suzelle if she's jealous of Marianne's hot Game Ranger boyfriend. Oh, that's a good point. This one comes from Lianka.
I wouldn't say jealous. Look. She does spend a lot of time with him. Hmm. He is a nice person.
I heard
a bit irritating.
Is he a bit irritating?
You know what? I'm happy for her. I'm really happy for her.
Really?
You don't sound happy.
No, I am. Can you see I'm smiling?
Cindy in Ireland says, hello from a big fan in Ireland. I love your videos. I subscribe to everything.
Wow. That's special.
Yeah, she is kind of special, Cindy. So.
Ireland, guys. I'm famous in Ireland.
That's amazing.
Isn't that nice?
I'm going to go there.
Well, I'm not going to read all these messages. There are so many, thousands of them.
Oh, get it.
I just can't. You know, people just love you. So congratulations.
Thank you, my darling. Thank you, guys. You're the best.
And have fun in New York, you two.
Oh, can't wait. We're going to send you selfies.
We're going to set a date and make it happen. But well done. And the show is not to be missed. It's going to be terrific.
Thanks, Gareth. Thanks, guys.
Thank you
so much.
This is CliffCentral.com.